Suzanne Cain on 98FM.
Paul, our producer, has joined us for a little chat. Good morning. You've just moved house this week. You had a busy weekend, you know, moving all your bits, moving all your pieces. Got us all talking, Paul, in the office about those home comforts we miss from living at home. There's nothing quite like all the attention your mammy would give you, whether it's the dinners, maybe sandwiches, a treat, even a cup of tea. Now, Paul, your mother deserves a medal.
She
because
does.
You told us some of the things she does when you go home. Reveal all, please. Your mum's name is Jacinta.
She's Jacinta,
I
yes.
know Jacinta loves the 6 o'clock show.
Oh, she loves the 6 o'clock
show.
And
it.
She loves Brian and Darling and Leanne Hannafin on 98. She
of
loves
course. Good morning, Jacinta.
Love
but
you.
So while in the interim of moving from one house in Dublin to another, I moved home to Portreach for 2 weeks. And I was on the train. I was commuting up and down here to Dublin. And every morning I'd get up and there'd be the little lunch made for me and everything set aside. There might be even like, I don't know, a breakfast put out from the night before, like in a little bit of tinfoil, bring them those homemade brown bread to Dublin. And also, this is the real killer. She, because I got up so early, like I was getting up around 5:30 to get the like near 6 o'clock train. I'd get up and the water would be turned on, so she had got up
before.
In the middle of the night.
Oh, that's actually gonna make me cry.
Isn't that so nice?
Wow.
She is,
so
but like, oh my god, she is so like. Last week, she sent in treats to the office. She sent in.
How come I got no treats?
You were gone,
of course.
Gone to do your other job.
The other job,
which, yeah.
How thoughtful though that your mother got up before you.
Oh yeah,
to make sure you had hot water.
But isn't that just the best?
Well, you also have siblings. Does she do the same and give the same treatment to them?
So yeah, my sister lives in Abu Dhabi now and my brother lives in Limerick. So
bye to Abu Dhabi.
When they come home.
Yeah, when they come home, she's the exact same. She
now,
treats
listen,
us all the same.
Carl is a producer on our show for those not in the know. You're also a twin.
Yes, I am a twin. So
your twin brother.
Yes.
Clearly you're the favourite twin.
I don't know about that. Ronan does get a lot of good things as well. Like, but at the moment, I think I'm just home a lot
more.
And like, I do a lot of music because I'm on stage a bit. And you come home after performing, like you're doing a week long of shows. You come home every night and there's a hot water bottle in your bed.
Oh, I cannot.
There is nothing better.
Why is that massaging your feet? Is
that the best? And she could have the massage gun charged so you know it's ready for the tight muscles and all that shit. Yeah.
So what happens then when you're now living in Dublin full time? Who's going to do all that for you? Don't look at me. I'm not the same age as your mother. That will not be happening.
Brian.
Now, Leanne, you travel home to Kerry quite frequently as well. What are the things Mammy Hannafin does for you? Because she also probably deserves a medal. But is she getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to put the water on?
No, she's not doing that. I think that's actually an exception, Carl. She does a lot for me as well. The main thing she does is every single time I go home, she will bake banana bread for me to bring back up to Dublin, sorts me out for the week. She also likes to leave sweets and chocolates in my room.
Aww.
I'll go up to my room to like put my bags in when I get in and there's loads of little goodies inside. She's like, oh, I just left them for you. Oh, we were having them during the week and I put some aside for you. I'm like, it's so nice to know I'm not forgotten about.
Jacinta, would she be washing the clothes, folding, ironing, putting
like,
away?
I'd be good enough to do it when I'm living in Dublin, but like the fact that I was home now for the last 2 weeks, I didn't even notice the dirty clothes leave my room. She'd come in and just take
silent
and go
as mollycoddled.
I would proudly say I'm mollycoddled.
Isn't it so funny that as children all we wanted to do was to get away from our parents
and be independent,
and I'm a new parent, but as a parent you never stop being a parent, whether we're 20, 30, 40s, even in our 50s.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98FM.
We were just chatting with our gorgeous producer, Carl, all about him being at home for a few weeks with his mom spoiling him before he moves into his new habitat in Dublin. Mm-hmm. He was saying his mom does his ironing, his laundry, treats, food, lunch.
It's his mom getting up in the middle of the night to turn on the immersion for the hot water for a shower.
So he'd be up at 5:30, but the water would be hot already because the mom would have got up about 3 o'clock to turn it on.
Wild.
Now, Leanne, listen, you were also saying the same. Remind us what your gorgeous mom does for you still.
My mom bakes me bananas. banana bread to bring up to Dublin every time I go home to Kerry, and she also leaves little goodies in my room for
me.
She's
and I was
so good.
Asking all our listeners, whether you're in your 20s, 30s or 40s, and when you go home, what does your mom still do for you? Well, Leanne, they're coming through thick and fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mentioned about the banana bread. Fiona's been in touch. She's living in Dublin, but is from Offaly. She said, whenever I go home, my mom bakes a cake for me to bring back to my housemates. I mean, the baked goods, they're just the way to your heart, aren't they?
And a treat then for your housemates and your friends.
Yeah, the housemates are benefiting too. Love it. Gillian's in Fairview as well. She says that her mom loves ironing. Who loves ironing?
I love ironing and steaming.
Well, Gillian's mom does too. And calls around to her house every week to do all the ironing. If Gillian's mom is looking for a job, I'd say there's a few more people who are listening that would also love to avail of that service.
I find ironing quite therapeutic and hoovering.
Do you know what I've gotten into now? Steaming.
Steaming's great.
Oh, I love steaming.
Let me tell you, ironing, sometimes you need it, but a steamer for like a blazer.
Yes.
Yeah, or maybe like a jacket.
Dress, a long dress. I always have to steam my long dresses.
And is it a good steamer?
It's a good steamer too. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun.
And you can also travel with it.
Mm.
See?
Pop it into the all-hand luggage. Keith has also been in touch. He says his ma refuses to believe that he's eating properly and insists that he eats a meal before he leaves. My mom is kind of like this as well. She's always like, I can't let you go back to Dublin on an empty stomach.
Anytime I need an ego boost when I will go home to Rathangan and I've been like, you know, working out and being healthy and losing weight the correct way, my mother would say to me, ah, son, you're terrible tin. And to me, it was the highest of praise.
Really?
Because like, yeah, I know, I am. But I've been working hard at, you know, trying to lose the weight. Have a sandwich, and I wouldn't care all the weight I'd lose, I'd gain back.
Oh, like I eat so healthily. Well, to an extent,
I try
when I'm in Dublin,
of course.
But when I go home, it is like everything is an option again. It's amazing. I eat so badly when I go home, but home is the place to do that.
I remember mom would make me a cup of tea, and nothing ever tastes nicer than a cup of tea for my mom, or toast,
or a sandwich. Yeah.
Mom knew, my sisters probably know this, that you know the marmalade, you get the peel that's in it.
Yeah.
I don't like that peel. And my mom would actually do the butt of the toast and take it out for me. Because my mom loved the peel. Mom loved marmalade.
Oh,
I ate marmalade.
Took it then.
Yeah.
Oh, she
had it herself.
You both win, okay. But that's how,
of course, both. Only boy though. Like I think that a bit like what Cottle was saying there. He's clearly the favourite twin.
Would you have said that you were a favourite?
I would have said I'm the favourite. I will confirm I'm the favourite. My sisters know. When our mum passed away in 2018, I took it upon myself to go to mum's wardrobe and, you know, do all that. And it's very emotional. It's actually quite therapeutic.
There's
to kind
always
of,
one sibling that will take the
myself
lead.
And so eldest me and baby sister Tara, we did it. And I found a card and I said, oh, it's a card from 1978 when I was born, saying congratulations on the birth of your son. I was like, oh, I found another card, birth of your son. I found 10-15 cards, not one saying girl, all saying son.
My mom
knew what she was doing. My sisters were absolutely raging to this day. Even mom kept a bag that was empty with a receipt and was for a baby blue blanket for her son, not for her daughters.
My goodness.
I'm the favourite. Come on, I give that energy.
I could have guessed it, to be fair. It's just because you're so loud.
So loud and spoiled.
You have to be the favourite.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98 FM.